Hey, I've got some exciting news for you. For nearly a decade, the Social Media Marketing Society has been helping marketers like you to keep up with the changing times. This is our private community just for marketers, and the doors are open right now. When you join, you get access to ongoing training and become part of a welcoming community of marketers who are just like you. Learn more at smmarketingsociety.com. Again, smmarketingsociety.com.
Welcome to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show, your guide to the ever-changing world of social media.
On today's show, we're going to explore TikTok Live changes, Spark Ads, creator accounts, and a lot more with Keena Kelly. If you want to understand how to benefit from these TikTok changes, then be sure to stick around. We believe that with smart marketing, you can compete with the largest players in your industry. I'm Michael Stelzner. You're listening to the Social Media Marketing Talk Show. If you want to confidently make better marketing strategic decisions in less time, then be sure to check out our brand new Social Strategy Club. When you join, you'll receive weekly trends analysis and marketing insights from me. Make better decisions today. Visit socialstrategyclub.biz. And now for this week's expert guest, Keena Kelly is a TikTok expert who helps entrepreneurs grow on TikTok. She's also author of the Before You Quit Your Day Job, a strategic guide for entrepreneurs, and host of the Keena Kelly podcast. Welcome back to the show, Keena.
Thank you so much. So glad to be here.
So we've got a lot to talk about. First, let's start talking about Live. TikTok has rolled out a bunch of new features with TikTok Live and some updates to old features. Let's start with their live events tool. This sounds really interesting for marketers. So what do we need to know about this?
So it's a huge thing for TikTok, especially those of us that like to use the live stream feature. We, in the past, you would just go live. There was no way to tell everybody you were going to go live. I mean, you could create a video, but it wasn't the most advantageous thing to do by creating a video. And so now TikTok on your profile gives you a little button that has a calendar and you're able to schedule a live event, and it alerts people 2 hours or however many hours ahead of time that this, you're going to be having this thing.
Well, and that's really useful, I would imagine, because you can use it to promote it on other platforms, right? You can probably send it out in an email. Have you tried the tool yet or not yet?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. The moment it came out, I tried it. One of the things to note about that with TikTok is that if you are a minute or 2 minutes late, they're going to warn you and they're going to tell you, hey, you got to start on time or we're going to take it away from you. So if you choose to use it, start on time.
Can you schedule it more than a few hours in advance? Like, can you schedule it a couple of days in advance? Do you have any sense of that?
Oh, yeah, you absolutely can't. You just can't schedule it like 30 minutes in advance. It's 2 hours at minimum. Then you can do a week or however long.
Another cool feature is you can now watch TikTok Lives and move to different apps inside of your Android and iOS, which is kind of cool. I would imagine in the past, if you exited TikTok because you got a text message, it would just automatically pause everything, right? So this is kind of cool because it allows people to multitask, if they will, right, while they're listening to a live stream.
Absolutely. Because, I mean, we're always got so much going on. So I think this is a good thing that they did.
Now, Live Together and Live Q&A, you said it'd been around for a little while, but maybe not everybody knows what you can do with these. Do you want to explain how they work?
For sure. So one of the things to note about anytime you do something like a collaboration, then you're alerting your followers, but also you're alerting the other person's followers that they're live. And so most people that are going to participate in someone's live stream are going to tell people in advance, hey, I'm doing this thing. But it also just gives you an opportunity, like if you're a brand and you want to do something with a creator, or let's just say you're a makeup brand and you're doing a live stream with an influencer. Well, now you've got this influencer who could demonstrate your products on a live stream. It's just a really great way to add an additional dimension to your live video.
And I would imagine it's much like Instagram Live. Is it just one person stacked on top of the other? Is that generally how it works?
So TikTok is side by side.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yep.
Can you only have two people or can you have more than two people?
As of right now, you can only have two, but I'm pretty sure it's coming to have multiples.
Now, Live Q&A, what is that exactly?
That's basically where when someone asks you a question similar to Instagram, instead of them putting their question in the comments, they click on the question mark box and they're able to put their question in there. And then you can pull their question up on screen. Very similar to Instagram.
Got it. Now, another cool thing is you can assign someone to manage your streams. And I would imagine, tell us what it was like before this, you know, and tell us what this might make possible.
So one of the things that happens on any social platform where people are in globally is that you get trolls. And so I've had times when I was live and people were just like saying crazy things. And sometimes you're trying to focus in on your live and you can't see what's happening in the comments because you're looking directly into the camera. But we were able to just assign someone as a moderator that they had to know we were live and we could make them a moderator. And then as people were saying things or doing things, they could mute them or they could block them. And that's what it was in the past and how people used it.
Perfect. And then I guess you can also set up keyword limits or something like that. Do you know what that's all about and turning off comments?
Mm-hmm. Because, you know, I mean, we all know that anytime you go viral, people don't always agree with you or whatever. And they're just following you for crazy reasons. And so if someone is inside of a live stream and they're saying things, you're able to, of course, mute them. But ahead of time, you're able to tell TikTok if someone says this or whatever phrase, then it just automatically won't happen. It won't come across on the screen.
Now, TikTok rolled out something called Spark Ads. And Spark, I think, is kind of a signal of what this is all about, right? So tell us kind of, we talked a little bit about it before the show, but what's your understanding of what it does?
For sure. So anytime a brand is creating content on TikTok, obviously their goal is to generate leads to their business and or sell products. And so with Spark Ads, what's happening is that businesses will find sales with a video that's doing really well, 10,000, 20,000, however many thousand views, and they want to add some fuel to the fire. Spark Ads allows them to do is they're able to turn that native piece of content that's on their platform doing well, they can turn that into an actual ad.
Yeah, that's kind of cool. Let's say somebody just happened to create, you know, something that went crazy viral on TikTok, right? And they happen to have some sort of a brand inside of the video, right? Mm-hmm. Well, that brand could say, go to that and make that thing into an ad, presumably, is what I'm hearing you say with Spark Ads.
For sure.
I wonder if they're sharing the revenue with the creators. Do you think they are?
I don't think so yet. I've watched some different ads happen on TikTok. And what I think is happening currently is they have worked with the creator. They've paid a creator to use their products and create a TikTok video because TikTok has a new update that I just experienced. I think it was a couple of days ago when a brand reaches out to me and says, hey, I want you to do something with me. It asks me, do I want to give that person permission to turn my video into an ad? Let's just say that Nike reached out to me previously and they paid me to do something, but they would just pay me and that was it. Well, now if they reach out to me directly through TikTok will ask me the question, if this video goes well, can Nike take it and turn it into an ad? That's brand new. And I think that's what's happening with creators. But I do think eventually that there's going to be a rev share.
I think that might be a Spark ad. I think that brand was notified that they're product was inside your video. And that's probably mm-hmm. exactly how the Spark Ads work.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But we get paid that one-time payment right now.
Yeah. On creator accounts, I guess they're not here anymore. So what's the deal with this? Talk to us about this. This is kind of a big deal, right?
Yeah, it's a very big deal. Well, it's a big deal to us, but I don't think it's a big deal to TikTok. Like when you first came on the TikTok, there were three different accounts. One was a personal, second was creator, and three is business. And majority of the people, after they've been on TikTok for a week or whatever, they realize, oh, I should have a creator account to have the analytics and the creator tools. And so now what TikTok has done is they only have a personal account or they have a business account. But you get all the same features that you had with a creator account. It's just the two now. So it's not a big difference for those of us that are creators. It's just a weird thinking going, I'm on a personal account now, but it's literally a personal and creator are one and the same.
Got it. So whatever features were available to creators are also available to personal. So it's just kind of.
Absolutely.
But it wasn't that way before is what I'm hearing you say. Is that correct?
Correct. It wasn't that way before.
Got it. So for people that have personal accounts, what are they getting that they didn't realize they didn't have before? Do you understand what I'm asking?
For sure. So they're getting access to all the analytics. There's a whole section called creator tools where TikTok is teaching them how to be a great creator on the app. Also, once someone gets to 10,000 followers, now they're going to get access to the creator fund. Once they get to 100,000 followers, they're going to get access to the creator marketplace, which is where brands can reach out to them. So it's a whole new world that they get now with a creator account.
Got it. And now everyone is a creator technically, right? Because they don't call them that, but now everybody has access to that feature set without having to change their settings. That's cool.
Absolutely.
Okay. TikTok has also altered their brand content policy. What's updated? What's changed here?
Yeah. So one of the things that was happening is that a company could reach out to us and we create an ad on our page, and we may not put sponsored or ad or whatever in our video. But now what's happening is that if we are contracted by whatever company, we are obligated to make sure we use hashtag sponsored post, hashtag ad, or something like that inside of our content, the TCC guidelines and all that type of stuff. So now we have to play by the rules.
Got it. So what I'm hearing you say is in the past, people got away with not meeting the FTC guidelines in America, right? And now TikTok's like, nope, sorry, you got to follow these rules. And I would imagine if you don't follow these rules, there's some serious consequences, right? Is that kind of, they could shut down your account or something like that? Is that the idea?
Yes. I think that you probably would get a warning first, like a pretty big warning. But yeah, absolutely. Well, they've been shutting down a lot of accounts too. So either one could happen.
Okay. TikTok branded effect is also something that's brand new. And tell me what it is.
For sure. So basically what it is like a brand, like, let's just say we talked about Geico when they had the gecko. Creators, oftentimes we're creating content or what have you, but a brand could come to TikTok and say, hey, I actually want to do a challenge. And challenges work extremely well on TikTok. So let's just say that Gecko says, we want to do a challenge, a drive safe challenge or something like that. And so they have this particular hashtag and then they have this effect. Well, initially what they're going to do is they're going to reach out to certain creators to be a part of their challenge. And when they're creating content, they have to use this effect. And when they use the effect, the gecko would actually appear on screen. Like there's the one right now with Allison and Twitch, and they're getting ready to do this dance. And when they get ready to do it, the Mucinex little guy shows up on screen. There's other ones by Maybelline. And when you use their branded effect and you're creating a video, if you blink, you'll get eyebrows. If you do this, you'll change your color of your lipstick. And it just really shows like dimensions of whatever that company's brand, what it does.
So are these branded effects available with all the other effects and anybody can use them, or is that generally how it works?
Yeah, anyone can use them. But typically what's happening is that when a brand is in a challenge, they're doing something for a period of time and it's being promoted like crazy using the hashtag. Sometimes it's being promoted when you log on to TikTok. But once the challenge is over with, it's still there, but it kind of dies out. People don't really think about it anymore.
Yeah, Alexis says it's kind of like Snapchat and augmented reality on Instagram. And that's exactly how I was thinking about it, because back in the day when I was more active on Snapchat, I remember when a movie would come out or something, you know, you could change the effects of like the costumes you're wearing or how you look.
Yes.
And but it was clearly tied to the brand, you know? So
yeah.
And that's expensive, right? And it's probably only for a duration of time because they don't want it there forever. And these big brands are probably paying a lot of money to be able to do something like this. That's cool.
For sure.
So that's not something that was on the platform until just recently, is what I'm hearing you say. That's kind of cool.
Well, it's actually been out for a little while now, but I think that with more businesses actually valuing TikTok, that it's becoming, they're making more emphasis on it and they're adding more dimensions to it.
All right. One of the big things that was announced recently is TikTok is testing out Snapchat stories like feature. Okay. So it's funny. People say it's like, or Instagram stories kind of feature, right? So if they roll this out, this is going to be a radical change. Like, what's your thoughts on this?
I think it's huge, right? I'm curious how we're going to see whose stories if we have to follow that person. But I think TikTok has always been 100% about the For You page, right? And which is great. But I think with the fight between Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube Shorts, this is going to add in a completely different dimension to the platform. And it's also going to give people an opportunity to kind of like create content that we know that goes away in 24 hours. So you can do more branded content like a story, but also you're able to connect with the creator in their DMs. I think I haven't seen that yet. It's just like it's another way to share content on TikTok and then not necessarily wait for the For You page to showcase certain people.
You know, there's a side of me that wonders whether this is going to work on TikTok, because the thing that's magical about TikTok is the entertainment side of it, right? And this is not going to be as entertaining. It just won't be, right? Because why would the creators go to the effort of creating something that's gone in a day, right? I mean, like it's a lot of time to make, I mean, unless you really know what you're doing, it takes time to make a TikTok, but the upside is it could go for a long time, right, Kenya?
For sure.
But with the story, it's like gone in a day, right? So I don't know. What do you think people are going to watch them? I guess is the first question.
Oh, yeah. I think it's going to be huge. I mean, like, okay, so you've got it, back in the day, we're all on Facebook and then mom got on Facebook and we're like, we're out of here. So then we go to Instagram and then now mom has gone to Instagram. I mean, I'm 40, so I don't really think that way, but younger people think that way. And so younger people are like, okay, now we're on TikTok because like there's kind of like word on the street that so many young people are like, we're not even on Instagram anymore. They're focusing all their time on TikTok and Triller, which is blows my mind every day. And so when I think about that, I'm like, if they're on TikTok every single day, but they're like not posting content like that every single day, but then they start posting stories, that's going to cause people to spend way more time on the platform now, not just scrolling through the For You page, but being addicted into whatever person's story is for the day. And then as a creator, as an influencer, that's going to give you another dimension of being able to kind of add to your influencer rates. Because now you're like, not only do I have 400,000 followers, but I created this story and in 24 hours, I got 20,000 views on my story. That's a whole nother like, and it just causes more people to be quote unquote addicted to the platform.
Yeah. And I guess if they add the swipe up feature, that would be valuable too, right? Because I don't know, because you can't do that with TikToks, right? I mean, like there isn't a swipe up kind of feature. You have to have an ad to do that, I think.
Correct. I think it's coming though. We talked about it before, the little button inside, I can't remember what it was called, but food people that were talking about food had a link that would click out through their websites. I think that the swipe up feature is coming.
Well, I wonder, I mean, for TikTokers that are really, really popular and they want to show their life, right? They can't do that. They have to go to Instagram to do that, right? Or Snapchat. So maybe this is a way of keeping them on the platform. And I wonder if it's only if you go to their profile that you will see their stories, right? Because I'm trying to figure out how they would make that work into the stream. You know what I mean? So I wonder if it's just going to be for the higher profile TikTokers in the beginning, just to see whether they can create more fan engagement and stuff like that. So, I mean, again, it's a test. Who knows what's going to happen, but it's going to add a fascinating dimension. And those that have been on Instagram have a leg up on this because they already know how to make stories, right?
Exactly. I think it's definitely going to increase time on platform, which is what social media is always about. How do I get you to stay here?
Vimeo and TikTok have partnered together to make it easier to make ads. Just curious, did you get a chance to check that out? What are your thoughts on that?
So when I think about what's happening with people coming to TikTok, TikTok is like a whole new world. And if you haven't been creating short form videos, then you have no idea what you're doing. And so from a business standpoint, businesses are like, we want to come here, we want to create here, but we don't know what we're doing. Yes, TikTok has all the templates in their ads manager, but with something like Vimeo, they already have these beautiful templates. They have borders and features and all this type of stuff for content. And a brand is able to either create their own content or the influencer content that they have, and they're able to put it onto TikTok ads with Vimeo and add beautiful dimensions to their product ads.
Yeah, and this is a side of Vimeo some people that have been on Vimeo forever like me might not be aware of, but Vimeo is a lot more than just a place to host your high-quality videos. You know, right. Vimeo allows you to do like, it sounds like they're making tools that are like Canva almost for video, right? And they're going after.
Exactly.
And by the way, they've already got a massive creator marketplace on Vimeo because a lot of people that are into video production and movies are there. And, you know, Vimeo, I believe, if I'm not mistaken, has gone public or is about to go public or is part of some bigger company. So this is fascinating partnership. It'll be interesting to see whether this maybe allows that big creator community on Vimeo to start, you know, making more ads for others more easily than the traditional ways of doing it. Folks, just a quick reminder, don't forget to check out our brand new Social Strategy Club. It's a place where you can go and get all the latest trends that are happening in the world of social marketing written by yours truly. Check it out. Start a trial today at socialstrategyclub.business. And if you want to listen to another podcast, be sure to check out Kenya's podcast and my podcast. And Kenya's podcast is called the Kenya Kelly Podcast. Mine is called the Social Media Marketing Podcast. Beyond your podcast, Kenya, if people want to follow you, where do you want to send them? Or if they want to check you out?
For sure. You can go to KeenanKelly.com and then it has all my socials, Instagram and TikTok.
KeenanKelly.com. I got that right, didn't I?
Yep, got it.
Okay, Kenya, thank you so much. And everybody who's listening today, we really appreciate you guys joining us. We'll see you next time.
Bye.
The Social Media Marketing Talk Show is a Social Media Examiner production. For more social media insight, visit socialmediaexaminer.com.
Hey, just a quick reminder, join the Social Media Marketing Society today and level up your marketing for your company or your clients. Visit smmarketingsociety.com to find out more.